Chapter 37. Raise the Dead. Since I am the perfect self, then I must speak as the perfect self. I must see as the perfect self. I must hear as the perfect self, and no other. Speaking as the perfect self, the one ego, what shall I say? I shall say, I am perfect. I am complete. I am whole. I am creative. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am happy, fearless, glad. I am the truth, understanding, realization. I am life. I am light. I am love. Seeing as the infinite ego, the one mind, immaculate, what do I see? I see my identity as wholeness, harmony, immortality, beauty, loveliness, charm. I see joyous activities, spontaneous delights, limitless fullness everywhere. Hearing as the perfect one, the infinite ego, what is it that I hear? I hear the voice of myself saying, I am all. I am free. I am triumphant. I am supreme. Accepting infinite ego and its infinite identity as the one universal whole, we rise from death into the experience of life, immortal and eternal. For who are the dead? Those gone from our sight and hearing? No. The dead are they who stay in darkness, assuming identities of separate thinking of individuals. When Jesus said, I am the truth, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth, he was speaking as the one ego, not as an individual thinker or human being. He refuted the spectrality called sin, disease, or death. With the might of the self as the truth and the light, he was the disproof thereof. At one time, while he was elucidating the subject of mental darkness, he said, But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Matthew 13:25. So-called individual thinkers are liable to any distressing dreams or experiences as long as they continue with such assumption. The discerner, Paul, following up his viewpoint of the Christ, proclaimed, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5:14. Inevitably, ontology must now come. It presents the great reality, infinite self or ego, one and indivisible, I and the self, one. How it enriches us! How it exalts us! How it glorifies us! Truly, we are filled to satiety. As one considers the purely spiritual to be distinct from both the physical and the mental, he begins to experience a peace unknown to him before. Moreover, he will soon be aware that troublesome thoughts, worries, and fears are things of the past. In conscious possession of divine light and revelation, he can walk in freedom, health, and happiness. Revelation is the voice of our own being, effortless as the shining sun, resplendent as imperishable glory. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. It is in spiritual awakening that one shouts, Whereas I was blind, now I see. I was uncertain, but now I know. Lame, sick, sad, but now I can walk and am whole and glad. Accepting oneself to be spirit instead of a personal consciousness, it is natural to come swiftly into the clear and vivid awareness that life is not a problem to be solved, but a great and glorious reality to be experienced. The end. This is the conclusion of The Great Answer, The Message of Ontology by Lillian DeWaters. This writing has been read by Laura Casale in the year 2013.